This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Six pack time. Six packs brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. It's the All-Star break. So how about a six pack of the six worst teams in Major League Baseball? Bellwood Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I put the Sactown A's at six. There are some things I like about this team. I thought they'd be better. Jason, you thought they'd be a lot better. But I think playing in that stadium kind of has to suck for them. But, yeah, they're bad. I have them at six.
Sactown A's did not make my list. So I had a bold prediction during the break. I think Sactown A's take two out of three out of the O's. And I think especially down the stretch, after the O's do the right thing and sell what they should sell, Sactown A's were seventh.
Six worst teams right now.
Baltimore Orioles are number six.
Okay.
And will you, is there? You don't. Does anyone think the Orioles don't belong in this list? I'm thinking the Orioles are not on Gigi's list.
No, I got them higher.
Wow.
Yeah.
Number five.
Five's where I put the Atlanta Braves.
They did not make my list.
They didn't make your list.
No.
The O's swept them.
That's fine. That's three games. Bad teams beat good teams sometimes, too. I got three.
Have you looked at the Braves' record? We're 100 games in.
Yeah. I got the six last place teams is my list.
Yeah. The Braves are pretty terrible, and the Braves are seem to be a sinking ship. I mean, Ozuna, some of these guys have just fallen off, and they've fallen off long enough that I think they're telling you who they are. You know, Matt Olson's a lot closer to being a really good Major League Baseball player than the aircraft carrier he was the first year that he replaced Freddie Freeman. The pitching staff is in tatters. I mean, they're throwing this kid Fuentes every 5 days. He's 20 years old. He's getting his brains beat in, but they're literally run out of pitchers. People talk about the Orioles injuries. Braves got some injuries. I got the Braves at five. That thing looks pretty hopeless.
My five are the Pittsburgh Pirates, and you talk about hopeless. They're already discussing, at least amongst the fan base, when they're going to trade Paul Skeens, who's been there 30 seconds. So that's a hopeless franchise.
Number four.
Four is where I have your Baltimore Orioles. I think
they're worse than the Pirates.
I do. And part of it is, like, at least the Pirates have a couple of players who, like, in O'Neill Cruz and Paul Skeens, who, like, I pay money to see right now. Now, granted, I'm jaded. I see these guys every day, but who the hell am I paying money to see right now on the Baltimore Orioles?
Boy, that's a bad Pirates lineup, man. I'll tell you who you don't want to pay to see is 1-1 Henry Davis something OPS.
You do not.
Like, I don't know, man. McCutcheon's still getting a lot of run there because they don't have anybody else.
Hey, this is levels of bad.
I can remember 2 years ago when I was like, Brian Reynolds might be an interesting, like, short-term buy for the Orioles. Yeah, Brian Reynolds with that new contract, not very good.
They should have traded him.
That is a bad, dude, that is a Tommy Pham getting a lot of run with
Tommy Pham getting
Pirates.
Some big hits.
Yeah. I got the Pirates at four. That's a terrible lineup, man. They average like 3.3 runs per game on the road for the season, and we're 100 games into this thing. They are awful.
I'm going to lean Jason just because the two biggest disappointments in baseball this year are the Orioles and Braves. And yes, injuries, like you said, are a big part of it, but I think the Braves deserve to be on the list.
Six pack of the worst teams in Major League Baseball. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Three is where I put the Nats. I mean, you have the 1-1 pick and you fire your manager and your GM a week before the draft because you're in another horrible tailspin. Yeah. I mean, good on them for getting the incredible return they got for Soto, but nothing else there looks particularly good. Like, Dylan Cruz is hurt. I didn't really think much of Dylan Cruz before he got hurt. Keibert Ruiz is not a major league defensive catcher. They're catching. It's like watching Severino every night. Their catching is god-awful. You know, like, Brady House could probably stick in the league, but he's going to be playing every day at third base down the stretch, like, a whole second half. That's going to be a problem. I mean, Dalen Lyle, and I mean, it's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They stink.
And they've got the worst bullpen in the National League. And the crazy thing is there's still some starting pitchers who are outperforming what I thought they would do, but they're not any good. Like, Jake Irvin's not any good. Soroka's not any good. They're terrible.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Where would they be without the Juan Soto trade? Like, their only dudes they got are because of that trade. They're awful. That's why their manager and their GM got fired. The Nationals are three.
Number two.
Number two are the Chicago White Sox, and they're only two because of the team that's won is so historically bad. But I feel badly for anybody that's a White Sox fan because I don't know reason for hope with this baseball team. And they were historically bad last year. They're historically bad again this year. And by the way, they Gavin Sheets is actually a decent player for the Padres.
He's been a hell of a player for the Padres. They know how to use him.
He was terrible with the White Sox. So, yeah, they're two.
Yeah, and he's actually playing kind of competent corner outfield defense, which is a big deal because they didn't even think he could play first base there. They're two. The crazy thing about the White Sox is they were so horrible last year that, like, they've been, like, they're better than I thought they would. Like, they are by no means good, but they're like quasi-competitive twice a week, which is kind of like what they were last year before they traded Fetty. But, like, even when, like, Fetty would pitch they would always lose. Like, this Shane Smith kid, the Rule 5 starter, has been pretty good. Burke has been pretty good. Sometimes the bullpen's not completely god-awful. But, yeah, I mean, they're going to lose 100-plus games with flying colors again.
Number one.
If you haven't been paying attention, the Colorado Rockies are the worst team in Major League history, and you're going to tell me, well, that can't be possible because the White Sox just set a new low last year, and they have said to the White Sox, not hold our beer. They said hold our keg of ice-cold Coors Light. Hold our keg because we are going to go so far down in the dregs that we're going to emasculate ourselves on national television night after night after night.
It's bad.
Playing some of the most perverse baseball.
See that one play last week?
Ever see.
Where they had like three errors in one play?
It is perverse baseball. It is so god awful. They have no redeeming qualities whatsoever as a baseball operation. All of their starters suck. All of their relievers, except for one and a half, suck. And the lineup is a tragedy.
Just to put in perspective how bad they are, the Sactown A's are second worst in Major League Baseball at minus 134.
Oh, the run differential.
The Colorado Rockies are minus 253.
It's impossible.
That's
it's
more impossible. Over 100 runs.
There's a lot of variance in baseball. Just ask Mike Elias and the baseball gods. For them to be this consistently historically bad for 100 straight nights is unbelievable.
Well, we love Buck Showalter. He's a frequent guest on the show. He among others, has said, you win 60, you lose 60. It's what you do with the other 40 that matters. The Colorado Rockies are saying, hold my beer.
They ain't getting to 50.
Like, well, what are you talking about, Holmes?
60.
Yeah.
60. Maybe by Memorial Day next year. Maybe.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Way to take down the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, you guys had the same top three. So
it's historic. Yeah. It's historically bad. Hey, coming up next, we head down on the farm. What do we think? Draft is over. Orioles had themselves, 23 picks, 24 picks? What do we think of the Orioles draft? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.